Hanover Coach's Corner, a service of the Citizen State Bank, Sandy's Hardware and Lumber, B&W Electric, the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, including Hanover Insurance, Blue Valley Technologies, Midwest Products, Hanover Electric, and the Citizens National Bank.
Most insurance ads end at competitive rates, as if that's all that matters. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn Green of Hanover and Marysville, that's just where we begin. When it comes to insuring your home, car, camper, or boat, we offer you personalized advice and service, along with a choice of companies to fit your needs. And yes, competitive rates too. When you need insurance, contact Blue Valley Insurance.
If a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. That's the policy of B&W Electric Incorporated of Hanover. B&W has 5 certified technicians to handle all of your electrical needs. They provide computer designs and layouts on new homes for complete heating, air conditioning, electrical, and plumbing plans. Plus, for Richie Waterers and Parts, it's B&W. Call 337-2598 or stop by 107 West North in Hanover. B&W Electric Incorporated. Because if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's, and always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas, a Plyout Wildcat Booster. That's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
Welcome into today's program, joined now by head girls basketball coach there at Hanover, Chris Beichman. Coach, first off, impressive 79-21 win against St. Xavier. Is that kind of what you expected coming out first game of the season?
Yes and no. We kind of knew what St. Xavier was going to bring. They actually played in a tournament that went from Thursday through Saturday, so we had good film on them. We kind of knew what we were expecting there, so I thought we played really well defensively, being aggressive in the passing lanes and then getting out and running. But on the other end, I mean, I felt like our girls didn't do a good job in the transition. If that didn't work, if we didn't get a fast run-out basket or an easy basket off of that, our offense was a little slow, and I felt like we didn't get things moving the ball side to side, and I don't think we executed well there, but all in all, first game of the year, getting the jitters out, it was good.
And I think we've talked about that. The offense, especially the half-court side of the ball, sometimes takes a while to, you know, get going. So is that something, I don't want to say you'll focus on in practice here maybe this week, but do maybe a little bit more work on that end of the floor?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to focus on that. We have 11 girls. We have 15 girls out, but 4 of them are injured right now, and 3 of them happen to be posts. So we're working on scoring from the perimeter a little more, which I felt we shot well. I just didn't think we set ourselves up to shoot well, but that'll come. It's good to have something to work on. Like, we don't want to go out there and roll out and go, well, this is the best we got. All right, here we go. It's good to have something to work on. I think we'll have to focus a little more on the half court offense, especially against a team that packs it in with the zone. We didn't get easy baskets off of that very well, except for our offensive rebounding. Our one post that is healthy, Macy, she had a double-double, and she kind of tore it up on the offensive glass.
Now, we've talked about a little bit last week when I spoke to you before the season started. With, you know, the girls having a good season in volleyball and then coming off the season you did last year, how important is it for them not to become complacent there, like you say, in practices or games?
I'm proud of the way the girls focused. We know how talented we are. We know what our standards are. And I felt like we played up to those standards for about a quarter and a half. And it was good enough to get us a comfortable lead, which we were able to get all of our girls in and play, which was really good to see those freshmen get up and down the court. That wasn't our varsity against them. It was nice to see that. It's hard early in the season to really know what we have, so we kind of kind of stuck with some lineups a little longer. But as the season goes on, I think some of those things will solidify and help on all ends of the court.
And you're going to jump right into it here coming up with league play. What kind of challenges and competition does this league build?
One of those things when you go into the season as a coach, I know our girls want to, of course, win it all, but as a coach, I put one thing on the table. I said, I want to win our league. You win the TVL league, you automatically are going to have some confidence going into the tournaments, the sub-state and the states, and it usually carries you on to the next tournament, which our league is so tough. We have what, 14 teams or 13 teams? And every night, everybody knows each other. Wetmore, we got them Friday at home. I know they're a little down on their numbers as well, but they're going to bring everything they got. They're in our sub-state, so I know they're gonna bring it and give us a look that we need to get better at.
The interesting things about basketball in this area is it is one of the strongest suits, and it's going to be interesting to see how the league plays out. So, Chris, that's all I have for you today. Once again, joined by Chris Beichman, head coach of the Hanover Girls. Appreciate your time this week, and best of luck as league play starts to kick up.
Well, thank you for the interview.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Hanover Coaches Corner, a service of the Citizens, State Banks, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, B&W Electric, the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, including Hanover Insurance, Blue Valley Technologies, Midwest Products, Hanover Electric, and the Citizens National Bank.